This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about being pregnant with great expectations. So we're still celebrating the Advent season as we're a couple of weeks before Christmas. And as we know, the Advent season is filled with the spirit of expectations about what's to come. So this season reminds me of the conversation between two expectant mothers, Mary and Elizabeth. And of course, we know Elizabeth was carrying John the Baptist and Mary was carrying Jesus. So Mary went over to Elizabeth's house to visit with her. And I envision two pregnant women sitting at the kitchen table, chatting it up, having a conversation about the great expectations of their births. Mary was talking about the coming of Jesus and how he was coming to exalt the lowly. Both women could identify with this because Elizabeth had been barren her entire life, and the scriptures say she felt disgraced by this. Mary, on the other hand, said that God took notice of a lowly servant girl such as herself. So they both sat there in conversation with great expectations about what was to come. So today, let me ask you, what are you pregnant with, but you feel somewhat inadequate to bring to fruition? You have more self-doubt than you do clarity. Remember, God took a lowly servant girl and anointed her with the blessing to birth the Messiah. So as you personalize today's message, remember these few words, for nothing will be impossible with God. Luke 1:37. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, keep great expectations about what he'll do in your life.